Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about Prime Minister's visit to Gujarat and inauguration of various development projects. And to discuss this, we have with us Sanjeev Chopra, senior journalist. Mr. Chopra, welcome to Spotlight.
Thank you.
Mr. Chopra, as we know, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was on one-day tour of Gujarat today, where on the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti, he inaugurated Samrat Samprati Museum at Korba Tirth in Gandhinagar. Then he inaugurated the cane semi-corn plant at Sanand. And after that, he visited Vav Tharad, where he laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth over 20,000 crore rupees. So we would like to know from you, if we first talk about the Samrat Samprati Museum. How significant is this when we look at the entire cultural diversity of our country and the cultural richness of our country?
The India is known for its cultural diversity. And as the Prime Minister has earlier said, that Vikas or Virasat Saath Saath Chalegi, I mean our heritage and development will work together. So this Samrat Samprati Museum is an important for Jain heritage. It houses relics, artifacts, heritage collection of the Jain community. And there is a large population of Jains in Gujarat, so it serves them. And Samrat Sampati was the grandson of Samrat Ashoka of the Maurya dynasty. And he treated power as service and sadhana. And he also propagated ahimsa, so non-violence. So in today's world, when the world is witnessing conflicts in the name of religion and sects, right. So this museum presents all kinds of traditions together as rainbow. The Prime Minister also mentioned about Vedas, Puranas, Ayurveda, Yoga, Darshana standing side by side in this museum. So he also referred to the unity and diversity of the country.
Right.
And India is known for its cultural unity and heritage and its diversity. So that is the country's strength.
So, in fact, Prime Minister talked about this very specifically, that how diversity is the biggest strength of our country. Let's listen in his words what he said.
इस म्यूजियम में भारत की सबसे बड़ी विशेषता के, सबसे बड़ी ताकत के दर्शन होते हैं। जैसा कि मैंने पहले भी जिक्र किया, हमारी ये ताकत है भारत की विविधता और विविधता में एकता। दुनिया ने हमेशा मत, मजहब और आस्था के नाम पर टकराव देखा, लेकिन इस म्यूजियम में भारत के दूसरे सभी धर्मों के भी गौरवशाली दर्शन होते हैं। वैदिक और बौद्ध परंपरा, वेद, पुराण, आयुर्वेद, योग, दर्शन, विभिन्न परंपराओं के सभी रंग एक साथ इंद्रधनुष की तरह उपस्थित हो, ये भारत में ही हो सकता है।
So this is something which is going to inspire our youth and bring the country together, the heritage, the combined this heritage that we have.
That's right. India is now focusing on conservation of its heritage. And India has also launched the Gyan Bharat mission to preserve the heritage of the country.
The old manuscripts
and all yeah. that. And as we know that, you know, India had very old universities of Takshila and Nalanda where lakhs of manuscripts were conserved and these were destroyed by the foreign invaders. But the Prime Minister, while referring to the prevailing global instability and unrest, you know, also stressed that heritage and the message embodied in this museum holds profound significance, not just for India, but also for the entire humanity. So it is very important in conserving heritage right. of the country. And as you know, India had also intervened recently to bring back the relics of Lord Buddha, which were put under auction in Hong Kong in May 2025. So India has been focusing these days a lot under Prime Minister Narendra Modi on conservation of its heritage.
So another big development which took place was in Sanand today, where the Prime Minister inaugurated the cane semiconductor facility, which is the second semiconductor facility which has been inaugurated this year. The first one was on 28th February. How do you see this actually on the ground implementation of the India Semiconductor Mission?
This is very important because India has started to speed up its semiconductor facility, because semiconductors are used in various industries today, the modern industries,
right,
including artificial intelligence, in electronics, in defense, in electric vehicles, in clean energy, in space, you know, so many segments, these semiconductors are used. And as you know, that this is a result, the India semiconductor mission is a result of the disruptions in the supply chain that happened during COVID. So India formulated its semiconductor mission in 2021. And later on in the last budget presented by the finance minister, India has launched its Semiconductor 2 mission, yeah, under which the plan is to make India self-reliant in every sector and make India part of the global supply chain in the semiconductor field.
In his speech today, the Prime Minister, he lauded the fact that we have become part of the global supply chain of semiconductors and said that it was a matter of pride for India. Let's listen into what he said.
Bharat ka semiconductor ecosystem kis pace se, kis gati se, kis speed ke saath develop ho raha hai. Main Kaynes Technology ki puri leadership ko bahut bahut badhai deta hoon. मुझे इस बात की भी बेहद खुशी है कि भारत की कंपनी ने सेमीकंडक्टर चिप बनाने में रुचि दिखाई और नतीजा हम सबके सामने है. हमारे भारत की अपनी कंपनी केन्स अब ग्लोबल सेमीकंडक्टर सप्लाई चेन का एक मजबूत हिस्सा बन गई है. हर भारतवासी के लिए गर्व का पल है. आने वाले दिनों में भारत की बहुत सारी कंपनियां ग्लोबल कोलैबोरेशन के माध्यम से दुनिया को एक रिजिलिएंट सेमीकंडक्टर सप्लाई चेन देने जा रही है.
The Prime Minister also said that India semiconductor market is nearly worth $50 billion and according to estimates, by the end of this decade, it could go up to $100 billion. And to make full use of that demand, as you were just mentioning, he spoke about the semiconductor mission 2.0 being a very important corollary, or you can say the next step to this semiconductor mission. Let's listen into what he said and then we'll take your views on this.
इस वर्ष के बजट में इंडिया सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन 2.0 की घोषणा की गई है. इस फेज का फोकस भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर इक्विपमेंट और मटेरियल्स के प्रोडक्शन पर है. अब हमारा प्रयास एक फुल स्टैक भारतीय सेमीकंडक्टर इकोसिस्टम तैयार करने का है, ताकि हम डोमेस्टिक और ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन में बड़ी पार्टनरशिप कर सकें.
So to support this dream, you know, the kind of effort which is being made in skilling people, can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Under the semiconductor mission, you know, at least 85,000 design professionals will be trained. And, you know, 400 universities and startups will also be provided with modern tools so that they can design and manufacture, you know, chips. Work on 55 such chips is already underway. So I may tell you that the Prime Minister also said that this semiconductor mission is not just an industrial policy, but a declaration of India's self-reliance. And India has recently become a part of the US-led initiative Pax Silica, which is an initiative to strengthen supply of critical minerals. So India became a member of this Pax Silica Alliance in early this year, but the mission was launched in December last year. So in all, under the semiconductor mission, 10 semiconductor projects worth 1,60,000 crores across 6 states are being launched. And today was the second one which was launched. The first one was also in Sanand on February 28, where a US company, Micron Technology, had launched it. So the Prime Minister is saying that it's not just make in India now, but make for the world. So he's stressing upon, you know, Indian industrialists to focus on production in India and supplying, not just making India self-reliant, but also supplying to the world. And India was left behind in this crucial semiconductor field a few years ago when several other countries, you know, moved far ahead. And India was importing all this equipment because this is used not just in AI, electronics, defense, clean energy and electric vehicles, but also in several other fields. So
it's very critical to the economy.
Very critical to the country's economy. And India has already developed an indigenous Dhruv 64 microprocessor, which is used for 5G infrastructure, automotive, electronics and industrial automation also. So in all, this has been, he's also talked about that this should have been developed in India in the last 30, 40 years, although we did had small semiconductor projects in India long back, about 30 years ago. Mm. One was in Mohali, which was a state undertaking, but the focus was not on the production of semiconductor chips, so we lagged behind.
So this is a very crucial development for the economy. Right. Also, the Prime Minister visited Vav Tharad today, where he laid the foundation stone and inaugurated development projects worth over 20,000 crore rupees. Let's listen into what he said on the occasion.
मुझे गर्व है यहाँ विकास का जो सिलसिला शुरू करने का सौभाग्य मुझे मिला था जो अनवरत जारी है आज भी यहाँ केंद्र और राज्य की करीब 20,000 करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाएं शुरू हो रही है इस प्रोजेक्ट से इस पूरे इलाके की तस्वीर बदलेगी ऊर्जा सड़क रेलवे और हाउसिंग सेक्टर से जुड़े ये प्रोजेक्ट यहाँ के जीवन को एक नई गति देंगे मैं इन सभी विकास कार्यों के लिए वाव थराद बनासकांठा और पूरे गुजरात को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ आज रोड इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर से जुड़े जिन प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास हुआ है इनसे पूरे नॉर्थ गुजरात को गति मिलेगी यहाँ नए अवसर पैदा होंगे हाईवे के अपग्रेडेशन का काम ये गांवों को बाजार से किसानों को नए अवसरों से और युवाओं को रोजगार से जोड़ेंगे आज मेरा मन एक और बात से प्रसन्न है जब मैं यहाँ आया तो पहली बार मेरा विमान सीधे डीसा एयरबेस पर लैंड हुआ डीसा का यह एयरबेस अंतर्राष्ट्रीय सीमा से केवल 130 किलोमीटर की दूरी पर है आप समझ सकते हैं कि ये देश की सुरक्षा के लिए भी कितना अहम है
Now, how important, Sanjeev ji, you feel these development projects, the infrastructure development in the country is improving connectivity throughout the country? What all benefits ensue from that?
Infrastructure development in India has been a primary focus of the NDA government ever since it came to power. And projects worth over 6 to 7 lakh crore have already been sanctioned and are underway. Many infrastructure projects have already been developed and inaugurated, but several are underway. So this projects today in Gujarat, worth 20,000 crore infrastructure projects in Vav Tharad, are in various fields, power, railways, road transport, highways, health, urban and rural infrastructure, tribal development. So this includes Ahmedabad-Dholera expressway of 5,100 crore, inauguration of a flyover bridge on Gandhinagar-Koba airport highway, right. You know, where 1.5 lakh vehicles pass by every day. So besides that, you know, the Khandwa power project, 3,650 crore, which is the focus on renewable energy, and 4.5 gigawatts of renewable energy will be produced here. And then there are railway and railway projects for doubling and four-laning of railway tracks. 44 urban development projects worth 5,300 crores.
Right.
So this also includes a water pipeline in Patan and Banaskantha districts worth 1,780 crores, besides expansion of the Sabarmati riverfront expansion project worth 1,000 crore. The Prime Minister's focus has been on infrastructure development in order to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. So the crucial infrastructure is to be developed and it is very important for the country's development.
So as the Prime Minister said, you know, it will improve ease of doing business, ease of manufacturing, ease of logistics, and strengthen India's position as factory of the world.
That's right. There has been a huge logistic cost because of lack of infrastructure currently in India. So the focus on infrastructure will help save crores of rupees as logistic cost. Because goods in transport take days to transport from one part to the other.
Right.
Besides, ports are being developed, the airports are being developed. So to even transport from one place to another within the country and even export
abroad. It's a very
abroad.
Holistic approach That's of right. the government. Thank That's you right. so much, Mr. Chopra, for joining us and enlightening us about the various aspects of Prime Minister's visit to Gujarat and the various development projects which have been inaugurated today.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app, News on AIR, and our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. And that's all in today's Spotlight. Namaskar. Spotlight.